Hello and welcome everyone to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and it's hot in here. I just want to tell you this. I know I'm going to complain for a second. So it's been almost 3 weeks without air conditioning. I live in Florida. I know some of you are cold right now. I grew up in Buffalo, New York. So I know that me saying that it's 86 degrees in here. Some of you might think it's awesome, but it's really, really hot in my office because, again, they said they needed two fuses for our air conditioning unit, which they just replaced last year. And I'm not kidding you. This coming Tuesday, right now, this is Friday afternoon. So in a few days, it'll be 3 weeks without air conditioning in here. We have a fan, so if you hear some extra noise, that's the fan. But man, it's hot in here. And come on, it's an Amazon world, people. 3 weeks. That's like when I was a kid and we'd order like a CD or something. Or wait a minute. An album or a cassette and wait 4 to 6 weeks for delivery or 6 to 8 weeks for delivery or whatever it was. It was the greatest thing ever, right? I mean, if anybody remembers that, anybody's old enough like me, you had to wait and wait and wait. When that thing came in the mail, it was the greatest day of our lives. Well, now with Amazon and other places, it's 2 days. Why am I waiting this long for my air conditioning? And by the way, not just the air conditioning, our sound system isn't working either. So my main system of playing music and with my headset, speaking to the kids, it's not working. So luckily my tech guy rigged something up and we've been able to play some music. And actually one of the speakers is okay. So I use that for my microphone, but it's been really rough. Like the music's not sounding great. I think we blew both speakers, but come on, it's been a couple weeks now. We should be done by now. It should be fixed. Okay, that was my rant. Anyways, let's get moving. We're going to talk about something totally different, so check it out. All right, so today I have a new game I want to talk about. I just came up with it. I don't know. I came up with it, or at least these rules. I don't know if anybody else has done this before, but I was thinking about the game Crossover. Now, if you don't know what Crossover is, I originally saw that on Joey Feith's website, thephysicaleducator.com. I'm not sure if he's the originator of that or not, but check it out. I give him credit because that's where I first saw it. And it's a great game for invasion, just teaching invasion strategies. And it's a really, really good game for me because I have large groups, and I know some of you do as well. And this game, well, when we play regular Crossover, we play with usually two, but sometimes three classes at a time. And people are moving, kids are moving and they have different jobs. There's defense and offense and going to save people that are, that were tagged or got the flag belts pulled, so they're frozen. And so I just love it. I think it's a great basic game. And so in the past, I've tried to add to that. And some of the variations, which I want to do a podcast soon on this, but haven't yet, we do a castle ball crossover. We do tennis ball crossover. A long time ago, I'm going to be sad right now because we did funky cone crossover. If you don't know what those are cones that light up or did light up until they broke. We wrote a grant for those and they were like, I don't know, $8,000 and they no longer work. I think I'm going to pour one out for my homies on that one. I need some water. I don't know. All right. So anyways, I also did a game called Hunger Games, which Jorge Rodriguez and I collaborated on. And that's just a fun game. They have to go cross over and get some equipment and bring it back and use it. And really fun. So we're going to be doing that later this year. The final game that I can think of right now is Wreck-It Ralph. That's with the bucket stacks. Well, we do Wreck-It Ralph regular and Wreck-It Ralph crossover. So these are all variations of crossover. And so I was thinking recently, last week, I was like, well, how can we add pins to crossover? So basically pins plus flag belts equals a new crossover game I'm calling Save the World. Yes, I'm taking it from Fortnite, but I didn't want to just call it pin crossover. I thought we call enough things crossover. So Save the World it is. I don't know. I'm going to stick with it for now. So first of all, the setup. Now, I already made a PDF on Comic Life 3. If you don't have Comic Life 3, it's awesome for making things. So Comic Life 3, I made a PDF. I will put it in the link in the show notes of how to get that. And it shows you how to set up the field, but I will tell you right now, I usually do a 40 by 40 field. And when I say 40 by 40, I mean 40 like steps. just regular paces. I don't just put my feet together and do 40 feet like that. 40 steps by 40 steps. So 20 by 20 is one side and 20 by 20 is the other. Somewhere in that area. Sometimes I do a little bit more narrow, like 40 by 36. But, I mean, we're talking, you know, little things here. Now, if you're doing inside, of course, that could just be a basketball court. Or especially if you have one class. This can definitely work with one class. I like this for my group because, again, I could do, you know, with third grade, I have six classes at a time. And so three classes can play this game at a time with two coaches. There's four coaches total, including myself. So two coaches can watch three classes play that game while one coach can watch a different game doing with two classes at a time. In this case, we are doing like a soccer poly spot game where they had to shoot and take the dots. So this is this past week, and I was doing golf by myself with one class because that's kind of the needs, equipment needs, that's a one class thing. So we'd rotate. So I'd go out in the field and another coach would come take my spot. So that's kind of how we do it. But it seems to work well. I guess I haven't explained it yet, but so far this game is going pretty well. So the objective is to knock the other team's pins over. Now, we've been using three pins inside a hula hoop, and you can't go in the hula hoop. Nobody's allowed in the hula hoop. So three pins in a hula hoop, like we have three red pins and three red hula hoops on one side and three blue with blue pins on the other side, and that corresponds with the flag belts. So we have red trying to knock down blue trying to knock down red, and we also have gator skin balls. I almost call them dodgeballs. To me, they're the same thing, but it's the way you use them. So I put six in each end zone. Now what we did was we put six blue dodgeballs in the red end zone and six red dodgeballs in the blue end zone. So the first thing they have to do is go get those dodgeballs, and they have to cross over. They have to make it. If they get their flag belt pulled, they are frozen. They hold their flag belt in the air, and another student can come and rescue them, and then they get a free pass back out of bounds. If they get the dodgeball, I told them they should go out of bounds and around and bring it back to their side. Now they can pass the ball, since there's only six dodgeballs on a team. Now you can modify that if you have bigger classes, smaller classes. In fourth grade, I only have two classes playing this game, and fifth grade, because I only have four total classes. So third grade, I have three classes. Fourth and fifth, I have two classes, which, I mean, obviously it's better, a little bit less, you know, 50 students compared to, you know, 70, 75. There's a difference there. But we have played with three, and we've been successful with it. So anyways, we're going to go across and try to knock down the other team's pins by throwing the ball at the pins. Now, you can go all the way up to them, or you can do a little farther away. But the defense can pull flags. Now, if they pull your flag, you have to drop the dodgeball, and you are frozen. Okay, so this seems to be going pretty well so far. And I seen a group get done in, like, you know, 30 seconds, and then we had it sit down afterwards and talk about, well, what's the problem here? You know, there was no defense. And, you know, it just depends on the game. Some of these games go really fast, some go really slow, and that is a good time for talking in groups. And that's also on the PDF, some questions you can ask the groups, like, you know, just what was your basic strategy? What could you change next time? You know, and then them talking amongst themselves. You just let them go and let them form a plan. So once the pins are down, now this is what we've changed a little bit. I like this. Once the pins are down, they have to get their whole team across. And it sounds easy, but it's not. So I really thought the first time I went out there was during fifth grade. The one team got all the other team's pins down, and the other team still had a pin or two to knock down. And they had to get their whole team across, and they couldn't do it. They had one girl that was kind of trapped. They wouldn't let her go. They wouldn't let her cross. And that's a good strategy, because if she got across, they would have won the game. And it became really strategic at the end, because some kids were coming out of the end zone to rescue people or to play defense, and it was pretty good, actually. It was a very good ending to the game, and I really like that. I like how they're talking and they're working together and come up with strategy. So really good stuff from this game. Any crossover is really good, but you know, this adding to it, I think, is the next one of the next steps you could add to the basic crossover. So the other way to do it, now we put a time limit on it. We put about a 5-minute time limit. And if nobody has all the pins down, usually the pins are down, but if the pins are not all down on either side, whoever has the most pins down wins. Okay. When I said we made modifications, we made changes, at first we had like people be points, and we usually do that in crossover. The more people have the end zone, that's, you know, every person's a point. And they were saying, well, pins can be worth like 3 points or 5 points. You could do that. We've noticed that we really like this. We're not even counting points. We're just saying, you know, whoever gets their team across first wins. Or at the time limit, if everybody has their pins down, and then we do count people in the end zone. So, you know, we'll blow the whistle and everybody has to freeze, and we'll count whoever's in the end zone, and that's the team that wins. So that is the basic game of Save the World. And now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, so your cowbell tip of the day is go to supersizephysed.com. Click on the link in the show notes, and that's the easiest way to get there. And you'll get your free PDF on Save the World. Also, this is a different kind of thing, but I'm going to add a separate thing. If you'd like to be a guest on this podcast, I'm going to be looking soon for people to talk to. I'm getting tired of talking to myself all the time. So if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, I'm also going to put a link in there. If you'd like to fill out a real simple Google form, just basic questions, it'll take 1 minute. If you want to talk to me and give me your best strategies, especially for large groups, but not necessarily. It could be anything about PE related, some good tips, good games, anything you got that the listeners would enjoy, that you would enjoy. Love to have you on here. So sign up if you'd like, but definitely go to supersizephysed.com for your free PDF, and that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in today. Crossover is just a great game for invasion game thinking, and if you can add to it, it just is even better for the students. They enjoy the challenge. They enjoy just the variations. So try it out. Have fun with it. I'd love to hear your feedback. Write me. My email address is on supersizephysed.com. You guys are awesome. Have a great week or weekend whenever you're hearing this. I will leave you with a new beat. It's actually called Electro Funk, so I think you're going to like it. Check it out and talk to you soon.